When I first got told I got a house in Thamesmead, I didn't want to come. I've got four children, and when I was told Thamesmead, I thought, oh. But then I got a beautiful house with a cul-de-sac and a drive and swans, and it was everything I wanted. But my children were probably a bit too old then, it was sort of a bit too late. But I mean, the first few months was quite bad here because my son got chased by a gang and they smashed every single one of my windows, and if they would have got in, they would have killed my son and my daughter. There's no doubt about it. So at first I was a bit, whoa. But I mean, I worked over Iceland for 10 years and I've been part of the community, and there's a lot of good things, you know, that go on. I mean, I personally have been through a lot of trauma. My brother got killed, my granddaughter died, my dad died, all while I was working at Iceland. And that led to me having a massive alcohol issue, which now I'm recovered from, thankfully, down to AA. And I popped in here because I just want to make a difference to anyone that I can, you know. It's just, yeah.
Are there any places you go in Thamesmead or locations that where you find some kind of solace for all of that trauma?
Yes.
Where do you go?
I like to walk along the river, but I had been attacked along there. So that's why I mentioned about the lighting and that. But I love to meditate now for AA and go for walks with my sponsor. Obviously, it could be a bit more lit up for women. You know, I've been mugged as well there. But in general, people are really friendly, you know. And if I go at a safe time, everyone says hello. And if they don't say hello, I'm going to say hello to them. You know, I used to feel safe because I had a Rottweiler who even appeared in the advert as a reindeer for Iceland. Now that was a good memory, even though they didn't want her in the big Rottweiler in the shop.
What's your dog's name?
Her name was Missy, but I had to have her put asleep 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sorry.
I know, and it's like my best friend, she died that week as well, and I cried more over the dog. I felt so, I feel where I'm so used to having bereavements, it's, but I don't really want to move from Thamesmead now. I've got four bedrooms, and I keep saying it's too big, a family would love the house, but the council said 25 years. So I've just turned 50, you know, it's like, really? But, it's lovely actually where I am. I'm really glad. I mean, I lived in Greenwich, like I said, and when I was told Thamesmead, it was like, you know, because Greenwich is beautiful too. You've got the park and the river. I've got a fishing lake next to me behind the leisure centre, and all along I'm on the river. But I mentioned about the light in there because I have to walk. I don't drive, so I have to walk from the bus stops up like a dark hill, and it can be quite up, you know, I run a lot, I roll. But so living in Thamesmead, I've been here 20 years, and it was my first house after living in flats with my children, and like I said, at first I didn't want to come here, but I love it, you know. I love just walking around the shops and seeing swans, and you used to see all the carp and all that. I haven't really seen them for a while. I think they're dying out. But we're quite lucky. We're very lucky. And I just feel like blessed in a way, even though people go, well, how can you still smile? You've got to smile, haven't you?
Thank you.
That's okay. Anything else?
Unless you want to add any more. I mean, it's really good just to hear that honest reflection, and it's real life, isn't it? It's your real life.
Yeah. Well, when I was downstairs, I doodle, and I just literally wrote down a poem that just come to my head about about something I wrote. It's nothing irrelevant to what you're talking about, but it was the ambulance crew and the A&E, oh, the way they look at me. They look at me like I'm junk, but my name's Angela and I'm a drunk. The ambulance crew and A&E trying to resuscitate him back, then they know he's high on crack. Would they try, as they should, if he was pure and if he was good? And that reminded me of my brother, because my brother was a heroin addict, and every time my mum used to call an ambulance for him, they really didn't want to. And whenever the ambulances used to come for me, it's like they look at you like you're shit. And we're wasting time, and we're not. We're just people that really need help. And thank God for IA. And thank God for sobriety. That's it. I'll leave that there.